Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County officials voice concerns over state legislation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Some Campbell County commissioners and local elected officials are questioning how Wyoming lawmakers handled key issues during the recent legislative session, particularly property taxes and election laws. The Gillette News Record reported at an elected officials' luncheon, Commissioner Scott Clem criticized Senate File 69, a new law that grants a 25% property tax exemption on the first $1 million of a homeowner's market value. While it provides tax relief, Clem warns it could face legal challenges and will reduce local government revenues, which could impact services. Sheriff Scott Matheny echoed these concerns, saying lawmakers in Cheyenne told him this is what the people want. But he warned that budget cuts could force reductions in public safety services, such as school resource officers and road patrols. Meanwhile, County Clerk Cindy Lovelace raised concerns over election-related bills, calling them overwhelming and in some cases unnecessary. She noted that House Bill 249, which proposed runoff elections, was rejected by the Senate after advancing in the House. Another bill, House Bill 245, which aimed at making hand-counted paper ballots mandatory, also failed. Lovelace suggested that many election bills were influenced by issues in other states rather than Wyoming's actual election system. She urged better communication between state legislators and local election officials before drafting such legislation. Campbell County leaders say they'll be watching closely to see how these changes affect local services and governance in the months ahead. City Council calls special meeting to discuss future goals. The Gillette City Council has scheduled a special City Council meeting tonight to discuss the city's long-term priorities. The meeting is set for 6 p.m. in the second-floor community room at City Hall. According to city officials, the discussion will focus on projects, programs, and initiatives to be prioritized over the next 5 years. While council members may provide guidance on these goals, no formal action is expected at the meeting. The meeting is open to the public, and residents are encouraged to stay informed as Gillette's leadership plan for Gillette's future. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.